flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are here at the Odyssey Sound Space at the Hard Rock Hotel, New York, with our check-in with Kylie Minogue.
Hi.
The legend, the icon. I am so happy to have you here.
Thank you. So good to see you.
We have so much to talk about. The North American tour. This is your first proper tour here in 13 years?
In way too long, like too long. So it's hugely exciting, yeah.
How do you even go about like selecting the songs you're going to perform for something of this magnitude?
That's my current, living rent-free.
Yeah.
In my brain is set list. Obviously, it's a Tension tour, so we're going to have songs from Tension, Tension 2, even Disco, my previous album I didn't get to tour. But we're going to serve you, can't get you out of my head, and all the lovers, and even take you back to Locomotion.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I grew up, I told you, I grew up listening to you and watching you and all the things you've acted in. So it's got to be mind-blowing for you to be able to play Locomotion and then have the moms, the 80s babies dancing their butt off, yeah, and then do Padam Padam and have like the kids. You know, it's a family affair. Is that what you're expecting?
I'm so glad that you've recognized that, because that's been one of my recent, it's just been such a buzz that the OGs are there. The OG fans that have been around, like, yeah, we were on board years ago. So they're there. They're having a blast, like, that this is happening in our relationship. And then the newer fans, new people come to the Kylie party, and they're okay. I know they've been introduced, a lot of them, with Padam or Tension, whatever, but they lose their minds over Locomotion, which is just brilliant.
Yes,
it's so cool. So it means I can encompass, you know, the scope of my career, which is over 5 decades.
It's so cool. Is there a key to longevity in this crazy business?
I mean, there's a few things that definitely count: persistence, tenacity, passion, luck. Trust me, there's days where I go, but that doesn't last long. Maybe not even days, like moments,
yeah,
where I'm like, is this good? Is this good? Should I like do something else just for my kind of health and sanity? But I just love it too much.
Is there anything you miss about the industry, like when you were first getting into it? Like for me,
what are you nostalgic about?
On cassettes or CDs, when you would find the secret song at the end, when you would just the final track play, and then you would, I miss that so much.
Yeah.
Is there anything
we don't
like-
have that? Just the thrill of you had to make the effort, go to the shop, get, or, you know, have it gifted to you, or that was like, you know, your kind of own private Idaho was to have that, put that record on, or I have to like argue with your brother and sister, like, what are we playing? We're playing this. Or your parents can put that off. Like, there was less time going in. I don't know. You just couldn't have music. Well, until I got a Walkman, you didn't have music on the move. So I guess, yeah, I can be nostalgic about all of that, but cut to now, and it's great to go, what do I want to listen to? That? What? What's new? I don't know. Shuffle. Show me. So much has changed, but yeah, there's definitely some reasons to feel nostalgic.
Totally. And now it's crazy. You see like your older songs blowing up on TikTok and you're probably like, what the heck is it? It's yeah. just crazy.
Well, what's interesting is like, who started that? If something takes off, and so you see the kind of the snowball effect of that, but I'm like, who did that?
Yeah.
Who? And did they think it was going to work?
I know.
I love it. I love seeing people's creativity and them getting involved.
Talk to me a little bit about the changes you've seen over the years for women in the industry from when you were getting started to now. Do you feel like there's been real progressive
great change? It's very encouraging that like I'm proof. I'm sat here and we have now we bring up the age topic, but I think it's at least with a positive spin on it. It wasn't that many years ago that I felt I was in quite awkward positions where people would question me to my face in an interview, like, so when do you think you should, you know, basically, to paraphrase, when are you too old to be a woman in this business? And I'm like, I firstly, rude, but secondly, I don't know. I guess I've always had women in the industry that I've looked up to. I didn't really think about their age at the time. I'm 8, 9, 10, obsessing over Olivia Newton-John and Donna Summer and then as a teenage, older teenager, you know, Whitney, Madonna, Cindy, all of them. I guess they weren't, there wasn't such an age gap between my teenage years and their years, but I don't know. I don't know what happened where it was suddenly deemed distasteful or I don't know. But thankfully it is becoming certainly for the younger generation, I don't think they've just got a new new minds and open minds, and I don't think, you know, it's like you shouldn't be all sorts of things. You should be open to people being who they are, and one of those things is ageism and particularly music. So good for you.
Absolutely. Is there a song that got away from your long career, like ever a song that you were in the running for or something that ended up going
yeah,
to someone?
Yeah, there's a little song called Toxic that was headed my way. And I was like, Toxic? I don't know. I don't know if I want a song called Toxic. As it's turned out, it was meant to be a Britney Spears song. I can't imagine it being anything else. But yeah, at the time that was came very close to me.
Did you cut a demo for that?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No, that is nothing that's going to surface.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of things before we wrap up. If you were going to put together your own charity, We Are the World song today with like a bunch of artists from your generation, give me like five or a few artists that you would love to get on that.
From my generation, you mean from when I started?
Yeah. Like or whoever you want. Throw out names, whatever you would love.
Well, I mean, it might be a girl group because I'm giving the girls a lot of spins. I mean, I do really have a penchant for like indie bands. I definitely love some yacht rock just on in the background. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind being with Chapel, Sabrina, Lana. I've got two more.
Yeah, two more spots.
Miley, because she's
sure
a gas. Who else? Who's a Madonna?
Oh, so good.
I mean, I could broaden it to 10, 15, 20, I'd have Rihanna, Beyonce, like all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll get on it. We'll get started.
we would need to document all of that.
Yes. And, you know, one of our big initiatives is I'm Listening. You know, we increase awareness around mental health. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to know, you've been doing this a long time. Do you have these hobbies, these systems in place that keep you in a good space?
There's, you know, all of us have voices in our head, and I definitely have that, and I think it's kind of well known that that's, if you're in this industry, you're a creative person or you're kind of front facing, there's there's all that kind of insecurity and judgment and all of that. So I try to like do the right self-talk. I can't say it always is that way, but then talk myself around. And I've always been able to count on my family just to be able to say something out loud, and just saying it, you can almost deal with it. You can often deal with it just saying it and just offloading it. I'm so glad it's the conversation is happening now. I want to say, especially in this field, in every field, but this is the only job I've ever had. So this is the world I know. And it really wasn't, it just wasn't a consideration before. It's just go, go, go. You can do this out. You're working for the man kind of thing. And now we realize that it's important, that element of mental well-being.
Right. Kylie, you are wonderful.
I was like, put the kettle on. That might help.
Yeah.
Stop. Have a cup of tea.
Yes.
Talk about something else.
Yeah.
But knowing you've got someone. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope the conversation continues.
You're wonderful. We're so excited for you. Thank you for taking out the time to talk to us.
Thank you.